We have some very special guests in town with us this weekend, all the way from Israel. There's an organization we've spoken about before. We've had members of the organization on the show before, and that's Zaka Search and Rescue. You can find out all about them at Zaka, Z-A-K-A, world.org. That's ZakaWorld.org. This organization did the rescue and recovery efforts after October 7th, because according to Jewish tradition, you have to make sure that every part of a body is buried. And unfortunately, we all know what happened on October 7th. Joining us now in studio from Zaka, we have Zaka's communication, Mo Dean, and his one of the veteran volunteers, Simcha Greenman. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure. So you just got off a plane pretty much from the East Coast. You were there, and then you were in Israel beforehand. I saw your travel schedule. It's crazier than President Joe Biden's. So when you go around talking, what's the thing people always ask you after what you saw on October 7th?
Is it true? Well, people have a hard time to really believe and to cope with a situation of understanding how much hatred and how much disaster and how much suffering people are going through in Israel as Jews. But not only Jews, a lot of Thai workers, different guys, even Arabs, Muslim people that used to work in Israel, came over the border for their jobs, a regular job, daily job, got killed because they were connected to Israel. This is something that you can't understand. And then being blamed of genocide or different stupidities, it's something that you can't really relate to.
Right, because when I went to Israel in February, it was long after a lot of the stuff had been cleaned up. I mean, still, I went to the music festival, and I went to the kibbutzim, and I went to where all the cars were stored. But at the same time, it wasn't like what you saw. And I think people have a hard time realizing is that you guys saw it all when it happened. What does it feel like to you when you see these kids chanting on college campuses, saying it never happened, calling for genocide in Israel while saying Israel's committing a genocide after what you guys saw on October 7th?
Well, I try to not even to hear it. It's like facing a guy that's screaming at you. There was no like telling you straight to your face, well, I deny the whole thing of the Holocaust, but you're a Nazi. It's like facing you and saying like what you just said that what? You're a Nazi, but there was no Holocaust? It's like making a fool of himself. When you really sit down with these kids and you try to understand, what are you talking about? Where is Israel on the map? Oh, what is Palestine? Oh, you try to even sit with them and try to explain to them or even listen to them. Even listen to them. What is genocide? How did you come to that conclusion? Because you heard someone screaming something? Oh, as the regular joke, from the river to the sea, what is that? Which river, what sea? It's something that, because the media today, and using so much hatred, and using the bodies of, I would say, pictures and different images of what's happening, sadly, in Gaza. Well, let me explain to you the point of view of a Zaka member. Well, basically, I'm 32 years a Zaka member, Zaka International. Zaka is a special organization that's known and confirmed by the UN as a search and rescue team. We go around the world. Does it make difference the culture of the country that we go to? It can be a Christian or a Muslim or Israel or a Jewish state. And we provide help after disasters. Maybe, I would say, 13 or 14 months ago, like a year plus, we were in Turkey, a Muslim country. Mm-hmm. We collected 18 people that were killed after the earthquake. We were in the States after Surfside. We were
in Florida.
In Florida, yeah. 9/11. We were around. Mm-hmm. Bombay, after they had a terror attack. After the tsunami in Haiti. Egypt, 32 years of different places around the world coming and helping. And then you face a situation of people are coming to you and saying to you, to your face, it never happened. You're making up stories. All these situations that you come with different things that you tell out, it never happened. If I could explain to them, or I can show them what I dealt with, hundreds of bodies of civilians, young people, old people, babies, children, Holocaust survivors in their own beds, in their kibbutzim, and after a rave party. Let's put all this aside. We collected 1,500 bodies of terrorists after doing what they did. But understanding that if you do it, you do it in a respectful way because God is the one that creates men. By understanding what that means, this is what we dealt with. So to come and to say, no, nothing happened in Israel. Oh, because you acted this and this for 70 years to the Palestinians, so it should happen again. Oh, we'll do it again. Oh, all these parades and all these things against Israel. Hey, guys, wake up. Knock a little bit of sense into your head. You're talking about a terrorist group that took over Gaza, took over the Palestinians' authorities, and are killing their own population because they want the money and they want to be the ones that control, using their children and elderly as human shields. This is what Israel wants for years and years. Israel left parts of Gaza, parts of Yehuda and Shomron, and different places in the country just to make sure that for peace. Gave up land and land and land to be able to come to a conclusion for two solutions for to help them. I personally, as a carpenter, many, many years I worked with the Arab population for years. But then it became worse and worse. And every attack against Israel causes more hatred between the countries. But this is not the population. This is Hamas. And we have to understand that. Standing and screaming from the river to the sea does not help the Palestinians at all. It gives more power to Hamas. When you're doing that, if you think for any second for your life that that's going to help anyone in the population in Israel or Palestine, that's not going to help anything. Come to a conclusion. Get rid of Hamas. Give back the hostages, for sure. Hopefully, we'll be able to come to a conclusion to try to help build back Gaza. Give them a normal life. You know how much money went into all these tunnels? How much money, instead of going to the population, helping the children grow into a normal way, learning to be technicians or whatever they want to be in their life? And it went into what? Into building tunnels. Terrorists. Funding and teaching children from small ages in school to hate Jews, to hate Israel, to hate living beside someone else. What really hits me is, where's the Muslim world? You know, Dubai before 20 years, 15 years. That was also a can of terrorists. And the Muslim world understood that if they want to make something good out of that, they have to make peace in that area. So they worked it out. There is no terror around Dubai or that area of years back, because they understood if you want to have a good population, you have to build it and get rid of the terror. All these Muslim countries around Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, Jordan, other countries that are against Israel, maybe do something smart. Take 20%, each one of you, take 20% of the population for a year, 2 years, wipe out whatever was built in Gaza, build a new country for them. and one by one bring them back on your way of building and living a life of paradise in Palestine. Building the population again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way. Get rid of the terrorists and give them a good life. Israel will be willing to do that any second.
That's exactly what Israel was doing. I mean, one of the most unfortunate things, aside from, of course, the massacres and the rapes and everything else, was how many work permits they found on the ground. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you about that because you're the one who actually found them, because we're talking to Simcha Greenman from the Zaka organization that did the recovery efforts after October 7th. You can find out more and donate to them at ZakaWorld.com. That's Z-A-K-A world, excuse me, .org. That's ZakaWorld.org, Z-A-K-A.org. World.org. Man, it's a Friday around here if I'm getting the website wrong. So back to what you were saying, though. In this case, you have people saying the atrocities never happened. And in the last couple minutes we have with you, when they say that, the Nazis did what they did, but then they tried to hide it at the end. These guys live streamed everything. And you still have people saying it never happened. You saw it with your own two eyes. What would you say to them to pull their heads out of the sand and actually open them up to what happened?
You're facing a person that's looking into facing the wall and knocking his head into the wall again and again and again. So you say to him, listen, the wall is not going to move. Well, facing yourself and saying it didn't happen is closing your eyes and walking straight into the highway. Well, it happened. And we're the ones that were there for them. And if tomorrow morning I get a call from a Muslim country that they need help, I'll be there for them. But you have to understand, you cannot stand beside Hamas.
Couldn't agree with you more. That's Simcha Greenman from the Zaka organization. They're Commander Modi'in and veteran volunteer. You can find out more about them at ZakaWorld.org. That's Z-A-K-A world.org. Simcha, thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you for spending the limited time you have in Seattle in the studio with us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, and we appreciate everything that you do for Israel and for the world. Thank you.
That's very kind of you to say. I'm only trying to follow your example, my friend.